Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But you get 7-7-7-8. So think about that. Last four starts, 7-7-7-8. He's eating up innings. And so then you get enough offense from our old boy, Mike Yastrzemski. Don't look now, folks. He's batting over 200. Three RBIs last night. Still playing solid defense. I know you guys scoffing Yaz and what he's doing. Look, he's in the eight hole. He's not here for offense. All I heard from a lot of Giants fans is we need defense. We need bats, but we also need defense. Well, he provides defense, and he's hitting the ball now. You got to give it up the ass. He's having a hell of a week.
It's a premium offensive position, though, but I hear you. He is playing defense much better offensively, and his defense is excellent. I mean, no one denies that. You know, it's a premium position. I look at the guy who's playing right field for the New York Mets as a guy, man, I'd love to get a piece of him. I mean, Marte is a baller. I mean, Marte is a force on the base pass and puts the ball in play with power.
They're also investing a lot more in Marte.
I mean, Yaz is making
$7 million. That's chump change.
Okay, but you're a negative war guy, so I can get a minor leaguer. Oh,
you're
for
a war guy now.
Well, I mean, just look at the numbers.
Oh, you're a war guy.
No, I'm not a war guy, but if you just look at their offensive output from right field, second to last in OPS, second to last in batting average, second to last in slugging, second to last in hits, most strikeouts. Like, come on. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's been better, and it's early, so I'm willing to give him a little more of a leash. Slater, there's no excuse. Slater, I think we're at the end of the road with Slater.
Last 7 days for Yaz, batting .375, OPS .974. 16 at-bats, 6 hits, 1 homer, 7 RBIs. Last 15 days for Yaz, he's batting .321. He's batting .321 the last 15 days. Well, we got to give credit when we give credit when it's due, man. Look, I know nobody likes Yaz around here. We want to blame him for everything.
It's not that we don't like Yaz. We don't understand the roster politics of why you ride with someone.
You know what?
Like Yaz.
Listen. Last night he proved three RBI day.
Okay, but Ponte, when you bring the infield
in. Last 15 days, .321, .387. He's 28 at-bats, 9 hits, 1 homer, 9 RBIs. The guy's having better at-bats. He's only struck out 4 times in the last 15 days. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's an all-star. But why we got to disrespect the guy when he's doing good?
No, it's because you have a young guy in Elliott Ramos.
You guys
want to
dump on him when he's not hitting.
No.
All of a sudden he's hitting and helping the Giants win some games, and we want to crap on the guy.
No.
Give the guy some love, man.
You're
it's
creating
okay.
a straw man argument.
I'm
Everybody
not creating
likes
no
him
argument.
As a fourth
I'm just giving
outfielder.
Up his propers, and you're hating on him.
No one's hating on him. But like
you are hating on him. You're bringing up war and stats you don't even believe in.
I believe in hits, RBIs, strikeouts. You know, least amount of doubles, home runs. Like these are the Giants' right field production output right now. So like
I'm just looking at the last 15 days. Yaz batting .321.
Okay, but here's
strikeouts.
A great example for yesterday, right? If you watch the Jung Hyo Lee at-bats, he hit 3 scalding balls, but because the defense is back, it's an out. They bring the defense in when Yaz is up. He hits a bounding ball because the first baseman's in. He gets an RBI and a base hit. And look, that's baseball. You know, executing with a guy at third base, putting the ball in play, and knocking it past an infield that's in. But, like, if you're rating the at-bats via the eye test, like, Jung Hyo Lee had a better at-bat. That guy went 0 for 4 yesterday, right? So it's not just the raw data. I watch the at-bats every single day. And Yaz has been better. Great.
We all
I'm
watch
happy.
The at-bats. We're all locked in
I'm
on the Giants.
I'm happy he's been better.
We're
I'm
all
really
locked
happy
in on the Giants. I'm just saying, give him some credit. Just give him some damn credit. That's all. We don't have to hate on him every step of the way. He's helping the Giants win some games. Being patient. The Giants are winning some games. They're right there in the race in the NL West. Like, my whole thing was with Yaz. I thought the hatred towards him the first couple of weeks of the season, we're dumping just every, oh, get him out of here, get him out of here. And I get it. I'm not the biggest Yaz fan either. Those first 2 weeks of the season.
No, but
let's
but
get a
not,
guy some love
okay,
when he, but when
again,
he does
it's
something.
It's not about
here.
Yaz. It's about Matos and Ramos in the minors who
they
want to get
up.
A look at. And Yaz
they
is a 33 year old who's been here for six full seasons, and we want to see something different. I think it's more about like the roster politics. Like, we've gotten a longer look at Tom Murphy, for Christ's sake, than we did Joey Barton. People throw their hands up and they're like, well, wait a minute. Like, why are some young guys given a long leash and why are other guys never given an opportunity? So I think Yaz is a good microcosm of the frustration of a lot of the fans.
I hear you, but when he does play well, we should give him credit. We should give him credit, not dump on the guy. Let's give him credit. And I go back to what Flimmy told us a couple weeks ago. You know, just be patient, because Melvin will not be patient. He will, if you don't start hitting, you will get benched. And you know what? Yaz has started hitting over the last 15 days.
So do you think they do something with Slater? Because I think he's 2-for-30
I'm not a Slater fan. Sure, why not? Sure, why not? I'm not a fan of Slater.
I mean, Slater's been here 8 years.
I'm not a fan of Slater. I'm not a fan of his leadoff. I think he'll be gone soon, or he'll get replaced at some point. But if you like defense, everybody tells me, yeah, you know.
No,
like
yes,
when Matt Chapman, well, hold on. When Chapman is struggling, and I hear as well his defense.
But Chapman's better defensively.
I get it. He's great at third base, but Yaz ain't no chump at in right field.
He's a good outfielder. But you could find a million outfielders in the minor leagues.
Not to play right field at Oracle Park. At Oracle Park with those archways.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's your opinion. I don't think you can just put anybody in right field. We got NFL draft tomorrow as well. But let's go to Mike and Pleasanton. Let's talk some Giants here. We got a Giants call.
All right.
Let's go, Mike and Pleasant Hill. Go figure.
Hey,
what's up, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Ready to get my coffee, headed to work. I'm loving this conversation. I don't call in often, but it's good to call in these early mornings. So I totally agree with Shasky, man. They need to call Ramos up, man. I'm so over Slater. I do not get why they hold on to him still. Like, I understand the whole platoon situation. You can feel a little bit. And I'll give a little bit of love to Yastrzemski, but he is what he is, you know what I mean? But I really just want to see what the hell Ramos can bring to the table. Like, he's been tearing it up in AAA. I'd probably rather see him up, man. He's a lot younger than Slater. I just want to see what he brings to the table, you know?
I'm willing.
Bring some youth, you know?
Let me make myself clear, Mike. I'm not standing for Austin Slater. I haven't brought him up one time. I don't think Slater's a major league baseball.
But at
player.
One point in his great call. But at one point in his career, it made sense because the data was backing up that hey, Slater hits lefties well. Well, if you look at the recent trends, it's been about a year plus where he hasn't hit lefties well. And if you look at Ramos and what he's doing in the minor leagues, and Matos to a lesser degree, like Matos out hit Slater versus lefties last year, right? So if you're kind of like calling card is you're going to be the pinch hitting outfield left-handed specialist. Like, I'll buy that, but the data has to back it up. And if the data is not going to back it up and the at-bats look meager, like that's when I'm ready to like wave the white flag. And I think we lump Slater and Yaz together when clearly I view them just different from each other. I think that Yaz is like a fourth outfielder, occasional starter. I'd like to see the young guys, but they're hell-bent on platooning that area. Because the other area where I believe that you can play a guy in right field is I think you can at times play Lamont Wade Jr., who's been phenomenal at the beginning of the year. You can play him a little in right field. Now, he's not the defender that Yaz is, but if you're looking for some offensive production, you can get away with having Lamont Wade out there 1 or 2 days a week, right? So I'm all about positional versatility and about having the most dynamic roster possible. And I just think that Slater kind of limits you right now.
Yeah, Slater didn't even play yesterday, so I wasn't even going to bring up Slater.
Well, he's in
Slater,
the day
Slater,
before,
Slater,
yeah.
Slater's not a, to me, I'm not a Slater fan. I don't think he's a major league player right now. That's just me. But I'm just looking at Yaz because Yaz got all the heat the first couple weeks of the season. Get Yaz out of here. Yaz this and Yaz that. Yaz this and Yaz that. I'm going to say, hey, like Fleming said, Bob Melvin's not going to be patient with these guys. So you best start hitting.
Well,
and you know what?
Solaire needs to wake up.
Yaz, in the last 15 days, has started hitting. That's all. And I just want to give the guy some credit. Right now, Matos. Everybody crying for Matos. He ain't hitting anything in AAA. Bat 239, two homers, 10 RBIs, 76 plate appearances. I'm just looking at the numbers here.
I know, but
I haven't watched any at bats.
When you bring up like Jackson struggling. Holliday, the Baltimore Orioles GM brought it up. He's like, do you really, like, this is what he said to
the. He was killing AAA pitching.
I know, he's back. He got a 360 in the minors. What he was saying was, like, do you think 2 or 3 weeks in the minors, good or bad, is going to make organizational decisions different
for
a guy at the AAA level?
Maybe it does for Farhan. Well, maybe it does for Farhan.
I mean, if that's the case, then, you know, I mean, like, again.
Every GM has a different philosophy,
Elliot Ramos,
right?
Should already be up here then.
You know, well, maybe he should be up here then. He's not. Maybe he will be. Maybe he will be for Slater.
They absolutely need Jorge Soler to start picking it up. The guy's on base percentage has been.
What's Matos got? 6 home runs, 17 RBIs so far in AAA?
Ramos has 6 home runs, 17 RBIs, yeah. 333. But as I mentioned yesterday, he's killing it against lefties right now.
He's scalding.
So, like, that to me is an easy swap out. But their argument is going to be, well, you're not going to get Elliot Ramos to play every day. He needs to play every day. And why? Well, they're going to pivot back to Yaz. And so that's like, again, you stymie young players, when you're hell-bent on playing certain veterans who don't have, you know, the appropriate equity I feel in the organization.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Yaz, though. Last 5 games, starting with Arizona. That was a big-time series, right? Big-time series. And every game in that series, he got a hit. In 4 of his last 5, he's got a hit. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Yaz is some all-star. Like, everybody's so mad about Mike Kostrzylewski. I'm just saying, the guy's batting 321 last 2 weeks. That's all.
Well, because we want to see some of the young guys who are playing. And some of your highest-rated prospects who are the closest to the bigs happen to play a position that he also plays.
All right.
And so, you know, like, people want to see those guys.
I hear you.
I mean, that's what we want. We want to be excited. We want to say, like, for example, I look at shortstop.
That one did excite you last night? Logan Webb.
No, it was a great one.
Shutout.
It was a great one.
Like, Logan Webb looks like the best pitcher we've had here in San Francisco in quite some time.
The guy is dealing. He's got a moxie right now that reminds me. It's very different in how they pitch, but the moxie's got a little Jason Schmidt where every time he goes out there, I expect him to go at least into the 7th inning. I expect it to be a tight game, 2-1, 3-1, something like that, and he's going to hand the ball to our bullpen or the closer with a chance to win.
Do you trust Bob Melvin at all?
I think he's still learning his bullpen. And I also think the bullpen hasn't been great. The Rogers brothers have been up and down, and I think that he doesn't have a lot of faith in them right now. He believes in Ryan Walker much more than I do. Camilo Duvall hasn't had ample opportunities to be out there on an everyday basis. So I think it's a work in progress right now. I will say this. I mean, I think the Keaton Wynn development is one of the best stories on the team. And this guy is basically giving you Alex Cobb-like production from last year, going 6 innings every time, ton of ground balls. I mean, he's been a revelation. Whatever we thought Jacob Junis was a couple of years ago, he's been better through the 4 starts.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's been awesome.
No doubt. And then
obviously, I think Kyle Harrison, as I look at this rotation, I think we put a lot on his plate. At some point in June, July, when they kind of reset, and probably around All-Star break when they kind of retinker their rotation, I would split up the lefties and I would go Logan Webb, Snell, Jordan Hicks, Harrison.
Yeah, probably do that.
Just to split them up, but they need Blake Snell to be Blake Snell. That's why tonight's an interesting start for him.
We'll get George Contos on at 9:20 about that. We'll relive Logan Webb's performance last night. He improves 3-1, 8 innings, 6 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk. No runs, shutting down the New York Mets lineup, who came in red hot. Giants now 12-13 on the season. Camilo Duvall gets a save, 2 outs there in the 9th inning, and the Giants get a nice little win because Luis Severino was dealing through 4. He had a no-hitter going. Hell, perfect game going. I was like, damn. He was just mowing, and it felt like the 4th inning got here in an hour.
Yeah.
And then the 5th inning happened, and the Giants were able to bust it open there. So Conforto's getting his bat back. Chapman got a nice little hit yesterday. So the Giants get a good win. Feel good road homestand so far.
Conforto versus the Mets. He's had some great at-bats. He went the other way last night on an outside pitch. It's just a beautiful swing. And that play that he made in left field, I think that's the best defensive play I've seen him make in the two years he's been with the Giants.
That was amazing.
It's a hell of a catch.
Amazing catch there for Michael Conforto, and I loved it. I love the way he's playing right now. He's playing hard. This team's playing hard right now. So look, Lamont Wade Jr. gets another hit. He's batting 357. Oh, look, let's see if they can get the sweep. Let's see if they can get the sweep tonight. Let's get greedy, folks.
I can't believe how good Lamont Wade Jr. has been. Not only is he hitting the ball to all fields, he's getting on base, he's patient, he's hitting with two strikes. Yep. He's been really good at first base. He's been an excellent player this year. You know, it was kind of a joke last year. You and I were laughing about, oh, he should be an all-star. Look, it's a month in. We're not that deep. You got to do it for a long time. If he plays like this and it's sustainable, yeah, he will end up being one of the representatives as an all-star for the Giants. It's a loaded first base with a lot of sexy names in the NL, but he's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been good so far. So the Giants going to win. The night there was, how about Luka Doncic and the Mavericks yesterday? I do get a kick out of watching Luka. The Clippers scrambling around. The Mavericks going a big-time run there in the fourth quarter. Down six, they blew the lead. And then Luka and Kyrie just started taking turns. Maxi Kleber hits a big three for the Dallas Mavericks. He hit a big three. The Mavericks decided to go small last night. They went small in the fourth quarter, spread out the Clippers, and went five out. Yeah, Kyrie and Luka handled the ball, running pick and rolls together. And boy, them boys know how to cook. And Luka didn't shoot great.
No.
But just the intensity. And you know what? The whole foul gate and the physicality of the NBA, you can hear Grant Hill on the broadcast. Yeah. You can watch the T-Wolves and the Suns. They are letting these guys play. And I am here for it. This is like prison ball / goon ball / you got to earn buckets in the playoffs. And I'm about this life. I love what the NBA is doing with the officiating. They're letting them play.
I thought the first quarter was insane in terms of intensity.
Oh, yeah.
The defense on both sides. I'd never seen Luka be so locked in defensively.
Oh, he was locked in.
There was a couple of pump fakes. I forget if it was, I think it was Terrence Mann. Tried at the end of the shot clock, Luka doesn't leave his feet. Yep. And then there was another. It was going to be a reverse dunk by Mason Plumlee. And Luka comes out of nowhere to just stymie him at the rim. I mean, Derek Lively, too. You've been on this regarding their big men. Derek Lively's just fits.
Yeah,
what a nice draft pick.
No, he's solid.
I mean, he is a nice player. I like that. Dallas' roster's fun to me.
They're a good roster. They're a good roster. So Dallas wins. Pacers win. Suns lose. Suns look bad right now. They did not address
Gobert their point. Great game.
They just did not address their post point guard position. I just don't. It doesn't make sense.
Booker threw two into the first row. You texted the group chat, and I'm watching on the YouTube, you know, split quad, and Booker's throwing the ball into the first row, and he's like mad at everyone else. And all I'm thinking is, Bonte's so right about this point guard situation for the Phoenix Suns.
Nash has told you about it. Nash is a big former producer, Nash Solomon. He's a Suns fan. He knows. Anybody who watches Suns
has no
from day
guard.
One when they played the Warriors. Yeah. Like, oh, they're going to need a point guard. Bradley Beal's not the answer. And by the way, Warrior fans,
I'm so glad they didn't
all clamored for Bradley Beal for the last four years.
I'm with you.
This is who Bradley Beal is.
I'm with you.
He's a good player, but as we're talking overrated, underrated,
totally agree.
To me, he feels overrated. Feels overrated.
But if we were to as I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're so like the Nas Reeds, and they have a lot of sexy players. Gobert, Cat, and McDaniels is a guy we all overlook.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
And Anthony Edwards
played amazing.
Hey, Anthony Edwards said that with a straight face.
Didn't he?
Straight face in the preseason.
Great.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
I mean, with a straight face. I'm not mad at Ant-Man. I'm not mad at the T-Wolves right now. They're up 2-0. These playoffs are hot, but we also have the NFL draft tomorrow. First round is tomorrow. Second and third round is Friday. And we got Brandon Ayuk stories, rumors, galore. What are the Niners going to do with Brandon Ayuk? We'll get into that coming up here on The Roast. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
Andrew Filippani, Pittsburgh, PA. 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Odyssey sister station. He's at the Pony Express on Twitter. And the reason why we're talking to Andrew is 6:50. It's because obviously the IU rumors were swirling with Pittsburgh, and we want to get their perspective on the Brandon Ayuk situation. Remember, the Niners played Pittsburgh in the first week of the season.
That's right.
So they got an up-close-and-personal look at Brandon Ayuk. And what did Ayuk do in that game? 8 catches, 8 targets, couple touchdowns. Balled out in that one. So they know Ayuk very, very well. So I wonder what their interest is, what they're hearing around there. And we'll have Andrew on for about 5 to 7 minutes to get his perspective on Brandon Ayuk and what the Steelers may do or would they make a deal. Because they did trade Deontay Johnson to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, yes. Man, there are just – I was going down this entire draft board and looking at all the – I don't pretend to be some Mike Mayock or anybody like that. But, you know, there's players that intrigue you, and you're looking at the Niners' holes and where they can improve. And then I'm looking at their finances, and I'm trying to project down the line. And I'm just – I want your perspective on this. Like, be like, I'm watching that Super Bowl, right? And clearly the 49ers are extremely top-heavy. Like – they're loaded with elite talent. I think we throw top heavy around like it's a bad thing. No, I think it's a great thing. Like every team in the league would love to be where the Niners are at. But they did look like a team that didn't have a couple of first and second rounders the last couple of drafts out there. They did look like a team that was missing a guy who came out of nowhere in a couple drafts ago in Talanoa Hufanga. Like they did look like a team that's spent some draft capital on getting veterans. And I think they do need to kind of round out their depth. And I'm looking at the Ayuk situation, and we could talk about money and paying Brock down the line, blah, 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 blah. On some level, and I don't think this is the motivating factor, but on some level, I feel like they need to reload their cupboard, and they're looking at their situation, and they're saying, who's one of the guys that we really like, but can garner us back a little something, because we kind of need to change the finances, deepen out the team, address multiple issues, who can get us the most? Ayuk's probably one of the guys on a short list, given how little he makes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Young he is, how productive he is. I think if all things were being equal, they'd probably want to sign him, but I think they've got a lot of issues that, not issues, but just some things to address. And I'm looking at Ike, I'm saying, I think they're going to fetch something back for him.
It's a lot to get into. Michael Silver wrote a report about Brandon Ayuk.
What do you think of me making that? Like,
I'm not with trading Brandon Ayuk. I don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. But ESPN did propose some trades about Brandon Ayuk, and they need depth. Sure, they also lost the Super Bowl in overtime. They also had total control of the Super Bowl. It's not like, oh my God, they got so many warts on this football team. Now, you trade Brandon Ayuk, you could create a hole, and I know this wide receiver class is deep, and I like a couple guys here in this class. I do. There's a lot of guys I actually do like in this class at the wide receiver position, but I also acknowledge that you need a center, you need a right tackle, you may need a right guard, you may need some more interior alignment on the defensive side of the football.
Absolutely.
But I'm trying to do what I got to do. If we're going to reset the market with Brock Purdy at the quarterback position, then I need to, number one, protect Brock Purdy, and that means getting some linemen to protect him. Mm-hmm. And also, I need to surround him with the best talent to get so he can get the football and deliver the football to playmakers. Now, are those playmakers ready to make an impact, an instant impact right away? I don't know. But this Bill Barnwell, he proposed a trade. He had the Niners trading up with the Chargers.
Well, that was this bold.
Move, yeah.
He had this whole article about bold, like bold moves.
Recently published a mock draft, which every team has to make a trade in round one, and he had the Niners trade up with the Chargers. This move was in Ayuk, obviously, in the Niners' 31st pick and their third-round pick for the Chargers, number five pick, and the number one. And now you get the number five pick. Now, all of a sudden, you're in play for Neighbors. You're in play for Rome Odunze. And obviously, John Lynch spent a lot of time up in Washington a couple weeks ago in Seattle wearing the Huskies hoodie. Now, it could have been for their right tackle. Could have been for their fullback. Who the hell knows what he was up there doing? Who the hell knows what John Lynch was up to up there in Washington? But maybe they are getting ready to make a move for Brandon Ayuk. Look, man, it is what it is. You better replace the guy. You better get – and look, just looking at what Kyle wants. What does Kyle want at the wide receiver position? He's worked with Andre Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's worked with Julio Jones. He had Josh Gordon was in the system with Cleveland, Ohio. Flash, remember him before he smoked himself out the league?
He was as talented as anyone.
I mean, you know, so he's been around. We grew up with Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith, guys he worked out with in Denver when his head coach, when his dad, Mike Shanahan, was a head coach in Denver. So that's what he likes here. Pierre Garçon, big ex-wide receivers. That's why he fell in love with Brandon Ayuk. Who's in this draft that can replace him at the X spot? There's plenty, but again, I like proven talent. If I had a choice, and if I was the GM of the 49ers, I'd figure out a way to give Ayuk his money, front load his money, you can roll it over, you do whatever you can do with the finances, you can cook the books and make it work with Ayuk this year and still have money for Brock Purdy next year with other guys coming off the books. I don't believe that, oh my God, we just can't do it. I think it's coming down to this with Brandon Ayuk. The Niners just don't want to pay him what he wants. And what he wants, obviously, is north of $25 million per year. That's what he wants. And it sounds like to me that the Niners just aren't willing to do that, and they're willing to hear offers and what they could get for Brandon Ayuk.
In a vacuum, don't you think, don't talk about any other player. In a vacuum, if money was, they would give him, they would want to keep Brandon Ayuk.
I would hope so.
Because I think that the Debo thing, like as I now peel it back, I think had they not been locked into what they're paying Debo, I believe they would have already probably given Ayuk close to what he was looking for. And I think that this would be a different conversation. I think because of the dead cap hit on Debo Samuel, I feel like they're kind of stuck here.
Well, but you can get off Debo next year. Pardon me. You can get off Debo next year. Why can't you? Why does it have to be either or? We've been doing this for 3 years now. When it comes to Ayuk and Debo, you can't keep these guys together.
Because
you can do it for one more year.
Yeah, because you have Javon Hargrave, who's going to have a big dead cap hit money. You got Charvarius Ward in the final year of a deal. You got Fred Warner, who restructured his deal, so he's got a lot of dead money. Then you have George Kittle. So, I hate doing the project down because your point they do switch things up all the time,
right?
But like.
The dead cap's lower next season for a lot of these guys.
Well, it depends.
For Debo, it goes from 42.7 to 15 million.
Yeah, but for some of these other guys.
So why can't I just draft a wide receiver, groom him, let him learn behind Debo and Ayuk, and then boom, next year, hey, Debo,
well, that's my preference. I mean, my preference would be to keep him, but...
How do you get better by trading Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, but I have to...
worse.
I think that they've kind of figured this out, that Brandon Ayuk probably doesn't want to play on whatever contract he's got next year. He wants the guaranteed money before he goes.
He wants his bag.
And I get that perspective.
He deserves his bag. Devontae Smith got his bag in Philadelphia. CeeDee Lamb's going to get his bag in Dallas. There's guys getting their bags everywhere. Why not pay Brandon Ayuk the bag? And a run-first offense, this guy was second in the league in yards per catch.
You can't pay
everyone.
Catches
everything. But I'm not... I got to pay this guy.
Look, I hear you, but I
can
cook
some guys down the road here. I don't know. I
look at the Javon Hargrave signing and Debo signing. I'm like, those ones don't look so good a year later just because of how much money's attached to them. Look, I hear you. There's a reason there's all this smoke, though. Like, it feels to me like we're gearing up for a Brandon Ayuk trade, whether we like it or not, Niner fans.
Here's Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, on the latest from Brandon Ayuk.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
So it's not written yet. And there's still, until we get through Friday, I think we won't know whether or not Brandon Ayuk will be traded. I would pay him. And from all I've heard, texting around, just like, hey, because now I'm intrigued. Now I'm like, I've ramped it up a little bit to where I need to hit some people up. Like, what's the deal with Brandon Ayuk? What's the deal here? And everybody that I've talked to, they say Brandon Ayuk wants to be a Niner. He wants to be here. So let's keep him here. He wants to be here. He wants to wear that 11 in red and gold. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
How far off do you think they are?
Don't know. They're obviously off, but they're always off at this point of the season.
No, I understand that. But like the John Lynch addressed it himself, and we've talked about this. Like, they always wait till training camp or whatever, and they've done that multiple years. They did it with Debo, they did it with George Kittle, and both those guys didn't have the greatest years after holding out. They were a tick off, whether that was health wise, you know, synergy wise with the quarterback play wasn't great also. Yep. I think that factors into it. Nick Bosa, you know, holding out as long as he did, didn't necessarily hit the ground running this year. It would behoove the team to pay him ahead of time so that he could have the whole offseason with a healthy Purdy to be able to work. I would want a guy that I pay, let's say $25-30 million, to be one of the lead dogs in my training camp and all my mini camps and all my OTAs, like Brandon Ayuk, because every time you go to training camp, he dominates. He sets the tone. Like, just if you're a fan and you go to practice, Brandon Ayuk is one of the tone setters at practice.
Best player on the field.
Make sure you don't miss that break.
All right, more Ayuk talk coming up. We got, where's my guy? Andrew Filippone. It's a Pony, right? Pony Express. Filippone. Andrew Filippone. 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Odyssey Sister Station. We'll get more into Brandon Ayuk. We'll get more into the draft. We got our draft crushes. 888-957-9570. Know a lot of you out there love the NFL draft as much as we do. I love draft season. I love everything about the draft. Who is your draft crush? Who is your draft crush in 2024? Who do you want? And obviously the IU conversation here. We'll get to Michael Silver's article in the San Francisco Chronicle. He has some details there. All that coming up here on The Roast, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, hopefully your offseason's going well so far. Stephen Curry there in the Warriors, of course, not in the playoffs. The NBA playoffs are in full swing in the first round. But that was TJ Houshmandzadeh speaking about Brandon Ayuk. He was on with Willard or Dibbs the other day. If I'm not mistaken, they work out together, right? He's Ayuk's boy. So it's a great perspective there. By the way, we didn't shout out YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. As we've added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flooring, Water, Plumbing, and Drain. If you're going to call into the Roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flooring, Water, Plumbing, and Drain. I don't think we're flushing Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Odyssey Sister Station, at the Pony Express on X/Twitter. Andrew, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast here in the Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Joe Shaskin, a bunch of Bonte Hill. How are you?
I'm not bad, boys. Trying to figure out what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. I'm very interested in you guys having me on to get your perspective on things because I've been trying to run down this story for what seems like months, and the information is ever evolving. And I can just start you off by telling you, I know for a fact that the Steelers are still very interested.
Oh boy.
There are a lot of guys in their front office who are looking at that Eagles model with the AJ Brown trade and thinking, this is the guy we need to kickstart
things for us and bring the most out of our quarterbacks who are one-year deals, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Their assistant GM, the guy who is setting the draft board for them, his name is Andy Weidel. He was with the Eagles before he came here last offseason. So, yeah, if the 49ers want to do business, the Steelers are ready. They're waiting. They're on hold.
Go ahead, Shaska. Go ahead.
Well, so, I mean, I'm looking at it. You've got the 20th overall pick, 51st, 84, 98. And obviously you can go and trade future stuff. So given that you're going to have to extend him because he wants big money, what do you get the feeling that the draft compensation would look like?
Well, so I know that they've had conversations about next year's first round pick. Mm. And I know that there are guys who have very big titles with the Steelers who are in favor of them trading the 2025 first round pick. And years ago, this would have been a non-starter. Their edict from ownership was, we always make our first round pick. That's how we built championship teams. And that changed a few years ago when they traded a first for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and that's worked out great. I also think there's a ton of urgency to win now. They haven't won a playoff game here in Pittsburgh since 2016, which is an eternity. So I think they've got permission from ownership to trade a first. I don't think they want to trade the 20th pick. I think they'd rather trade next year's pick. I think they could trade 51, the second round pick, and maybe something with that. I don't know. I mean, you guys know Mike Silver better than I do. He's making it sound chronicle like they'll take a second round pick.
Yeah.
Which I was completely baffled by.
Well, I am too. I love Brandon Ayuk. I think he's the best pure wide receiver in a 49ers uniform. I get frustrated when he doesn't get enough targets. I thought he's been the best player at the wide receiver position for the Niners in the last 2 years in their history of drafting first-round pick. Wide receivers has not been great since they drafted a great Jerry Rice way back when and in the mid-'80s. I don't want to do it. I don't like to see it. And you saw Brandon Ayuk up close and personal last year, week one. What was your takeaways? Because all he did in that game against Pittsburgh to start the season was 8 catches on 8 targets for $129 and 2 touchdowns. I don't want to get the guy up. It's just driving me crazy, Andrew.
Yeah, that's why Patrick Peterson's not on the Steelers roster anymore the way he used to that game. He came out and he said, oh, Brock Purdy has tells.
Yeah.
Well, he told him, you can't play anymore. You're ready for retirement in Canton 5 years from now. So that's why he's not on the Steelers and not in the NFL. Look, they've got a history. They put a lot of stock in what guys do against them head-to-head. And Patrick Queen has played great against the Steelers. They sign him. Russell Wilson has, like, a perfect passer rating all time against the Steelers in 2 games. They sign him. Justin Fields came here on a Monday night 2 years ago. Probably was the best game he played as a rookie. So they saw it with their own eyes. And Tom was somebody that's a big, like, boots-on-the-ground, see-you-in-person scouting type. That's why he does all the Senior Bowl stuff, the senior days or the pro days for players. So head-to-head accomplishments, I think, mean a lot with him. So, look, I think he'd love to get his hands on Ayuk, too. I don't know if he's as bullish. I don't think he's as bullish as some of the guys in their front office, but I also don't think they're going to have to twist his arm to make this deal. I think it's just really, it hinges on what John Lynch and the 49ers decide to do. I really think the second they start to ponder this and seriously consider this and take offers, the Steelers will be ready with a package that will at least get them talking and get them debating the merits of it.
What are you hearing in terms of money? Because we've been kind of debating this all offseason. You're looking and this guy gets this. Devontae got about $25 million guaranteed with $52 million guaranteed, $25 million a year. What do you think the Steelers would give him? Because when A.J. Brown got dealt, boom, immediately he had already worked out the contract and it was announced within hours.
Yeah, that's the complicating part of this for me, guys. Like, the Steelers are operating in a more modern way since they had a general manager change last year. But, I mean, I would think you'd almost have to have a handshake deal with Ayuk on what that new contract would look like before you make the trade. And I can't see them giving up a first, and then they get Brandon Ayuk, and they figure out or they discover that what they thought the parameters of a new deal would look like, it's just not plausible or feasible for one or both parties. Like, that would be a disaster. So I think that something's got to get negotiated on the contract front before the trade gets consummated. And I don't know about you guys, but I haven't heard anything about the 49ers giving IU to do anything like that. Now, to your point, I don't remember the Titans giving A.J. Brown permission to talk to the Eagles about a deal either. So who knows what's going on behind closed doors between agents and general managers. But, yeah, like, if you, just to be direct about it, I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow,
that's what I think.
Wow,
that's what I've heard.
Wow,
because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument, because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be want to be paid accordingly.
Yeah, so, I don't want to trade this guy. No, I'm not. Go ahead, Chaz.
I'm ready to unload now.
I'm ready to unload.
Well, I find this odd because the ethos of the Pittsburgh Steelers, run game, we draft wide receivers, we let them go. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you guys did such a great, I'm not going like 20 years here, whether it's Seneca Wallace or Plaxico or whomever. George Pickens with Brandon Ayuk and trading for Ayuk and giving him boatloads of money, that feels like a big culture change.
It is. It 100% is. But they've done things that are big culture changes.
Yeah.
They now are a team that gets heavily involved in free agency. They get Queen. They swing the Russell Wilson signing. They trade for Justin Fields. They dump Kenny Pickett after just 2 years when he was a first-round pick from right here in Pittsburgh. So they are acting way differently. I agree. It's a sea change for them. But we're seeing signs of them operating in a whole new way, in a whole new light. I also, to go back to the Philly thing, the Eagles are paying A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Yep.
Part of the thing that makes it easier for them to pull off a stunt like this is between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, you've got a combined $4 million in salary, and neither one of them is on the books for next year. So they really have a lot of flexibility to do things and pay star players at non-quarterback positions a lot of money. And I think that George Pickens is a highly volatile, temperamental guy.
Right.
But you could sell him on the idea, hey, Randy Moss played with Chris Carter. Jerry Rice played with Terrell Owens. You're not going to see double teams. It's going to make your life a lot easier. And his contract is up soon, too. And if his numbers are good, he's young enough, he'll get paid. So I think that you can have those two guys coexist in one offense.
Wow, with great points, Andrew. You're spot on there. We got to talk to you more, man. I always love the Pittsburgh Steelers from afar. Shasky knows this. One of my favorite AFC teams growing up. Love that black and yellow.
What you guys do. What do you think are the odds they entertain offers for Ayuk?
I think it's high.
Offers is 100%.
Yeah, they're
trading
doing that.
Him. It feel for me. I will speak for myself. I feel like it's 80-20. They're going to trade him.
I think it would be a massive mistake, and I think it could get people fired around here if they do this, because all of a sudden they're talking. The owner comes out this offseason, Andrew says, Jed York, and says, "Hey, Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. So now we're going to take his favorite target." His top target, a guy who was second in the league in yards per catch, over 1,300 yards receiving in a run-first offense. We're going to take away his primary weapon and depend on a rookie to come in and learn this complicated scheme and still reset the quarterback market? This is a recipe for disaster. I don't like trading premium players for prospects. That's just not the way I do business.
Do you think they take next year's first?
Next year's first, that would make that the fans irate. That does not help them in the Super Bowl now.
If they're going to do this, they need something back for this year. Now, I'm not saying that there wouldn't be, you know, a second or a third, maybe a first next year and a third this year. They had to get something for this year.
Wow. All right, boys. Thanks for the intel, and I appreciate you having me on. We'll talk again soon, okay?
No, we appreciate your intel, man. That was awesome stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time, Andrew.
Yep, see ya.
All right, Andrew for the Pony.
Wow, he's good.
93.7. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.